Hello, hello, hello. What's up, party people? Welcome to another episode of Ghost Ninja Raccoon. This is your sporadically recorded horror movie recap podcast where I, CG, retell you the story of a horror movie that I watched in 30 minutes or less. And I do this because I love watching horror movies. And I love telling motherfucking stories about that shit. So, this week I'm watching a movie called Red Letter Day. But before I get into that, it is the first week of April and the year 2020. Y'all, 2020 has been a motherfucking dick sandwich. Not a good dick sandwich, like a micro penis sandwich. Uncircumcised micro penis sandwich. Like, it's terrible. We are in the middle of a pandemic, a global pandemic in the whole world. Coronavirus has spread all across the country and the world. And we are all trapped in the house. We're not trapped in the house, actually. I'm considering this my break from the world time, so I'm rather enjoying it. But the point is, everything is closed except for essential businesses. Thank goodness liquor stores are included in that because we all need drinks during this time. But it's an extremely contagious virus that's actually killing people, and it's really terrible. And we all have these stay-at-home orders, and people are not taking it seriously and being out here in these streets. And it's just making it worse. We're going to be in the house till June, you guys. It's going to be like summer. It's going to be nice outside. We're going to be staring out the window like a soap opera, like outside. That's how we all going to be real soon. But anyway, back to something that makes me feel happy. This podcast and the episode I'm doing today is called on a movie called Red Letter Day. This movie was released in 2019. It is an hour and 15 minutes. Oh, hell yeah. Y'all know I love some shit that is quick and to the point. It is on Amazon Prime. So if you got Prime or you have someone's Prime login information, you can watch this there. It is rated 3 out of 5 stars on Amazon Prime and 4.3 stars out of 10 on IMDb. It is starring people whom I've never heard of, Dawn Vandeschoot and Haley Foss. Hopefully these women are great. That's, you know, there's no other actors listed besides them. And I picked this because I like the idea of neighbors turning on each other because some stupid letter told them to. I mean, I guess it could happen. Ooh, especially now that we all at the house. Seems real appropriate. I wasn't even trying to pick it. I just picked it because it seems like it'll have a real interesting cast of characters also. So anyway, I'm about to watch this. Based off of that description and what the other ratings are, I'm going to get, and it's an hour and 15 minutes. Ooh, I love short shit. I'm going to give this a Ninja Star pre-rating of 2.5. I'm going to go right in the middle because I don't really want to have that high expectations because, you know, this random independent shit sometimes is a real joy and sometimes it's just fucking terrible. When I looked at the trailer, the acting seemed pretty decent, like totally good enough for what this movie is called to be, I'm sure. Let me not undercut it. This could be a fucking masterpiece of cinema. So here's to Red Letter Day being a masterpiece of cinema. I don't think it's going to be that, but it could be. So we are thinking positive in this terrible time of 2020 right now. It's going to be amazing. So I'm going to go watch a little bit of it, and then I'm going to come back and tell you about the characters that we've been introduced to thus far and any little quick tidbits that I can throw in that first segment. So I'll be back in a jiff. Okay, I'm back. So, the movie opens with a gentleman running down the street in a typical suburban town in any place in America. He is wearing a house robe and some pajama pants, and he is very crazily and erratically running up on all the porches, pulling out red envelopes. As he's running down the street, he stepped on some glass. He pulled glass out of his foot. So now he half limping running. You can tell like he in a hurry. Like he really trying to get these envelopes to fuck out these mailboxes. But he gets to this one porch. As soon as he on the porch, a dude opens the door. Old dude with a shotgun blasts him the fuck in the chest. Dead on the porch. And then he just drags him inside the house and rinses the porch down with his hose. Nobody notices. It is a newer subdivision where they are continuously building new homes. So I guess people aren't really fazed by the loud noise early in the morning. And so He just dragged his motherfucker in the house. And all the rest of the houses, I guess, that he didn't get to still got these red letters. So, we open up on our main family. We got mother or mom. And she looks like she's probably in her mid to late 40s, divorced. Son, who is late teens, like nerd son. We're going to call him brother. He might be son or brother interchangeably. He like the nerdier one of the family. And then sister daughter, she is emo. She's dating an older dude who has coincidentally snuck into her house through the bathroom in her room, and they are canoodling up in the bedroom. He asking her questions like, who would you kill if you can kill somebody? So this movie actually has a lot of dialogue in it, and I guess they probably didn't have a lot of budget for much of the special effects, perhaps, and so they really tried to draw it out, and it's 1 hour and 15 minutes. So, like, brother and sister downstairs with mom, and it's Friday, and they all off. Brother don't have classes. Sister, I guess, they gotta go to work or some shit, so they gonna hang out. They're playing video games, kicking it, yada, yada, yada. Brother gets the mail. They get these red letters. Mom and brother open their letters, and the letters are like, yo, how well do you know the people who live outside your home? There are neighbors close to you that have opposing views of you, have opposing views as you do, and you need to kill them before they kill you. This person has gotten the same letter that you got, and your picture is in their shit. So pretty much before you don't take this seriously, this other person also got this letter, and somebody gonna come try to kill you. So the mother gets a woman who's a friend of hers who lives down the street. The brother gets this weird dude who walks his cat. And the sister refused to open her letter and she just ripped that shit up. So the mother is like, fuck that shit. I'm about to go down here and talk to this bitch. Because, you know, she called her on the phone. The girl was like, yo, come down. Let's chop it up. She's like, all right, I'm going to come chop it up. So the mom like, I'm going to go chop it up. The kid's like, nah, we don't think you should do that. This is crazy. The brother like, take this knife. She's like, no. He slipped that shit in her purse when she's not looking. So she leave to go chop it up with the friend and see what's up. So while she chopping it up, brother and sister are online and looking at the news, and they released a video of whomever is taking ownership for these letters saying, yo, the world is fucked up. We need to clean this shit up pretty much. So kill your neighbors. You know, they got on masks and shit, whatever, whatever. So people are posting videos of people fighting and like someone being murdered and by somebody in a mask. So, you know, people starting to get nervous and scared, like, what the fuck? The police on the news is like, yo, just chill in the house. Don't do shit. Like, be chill. Don't go nowhere. And let us take care of this. So the mom is down there chopping it up with the friend. And while she down there, and when she get there, they got a little baby. The baby sleeping or whatever the fuck. The husband is being like a real dick. Like, he is a dick. So they getting ready. Mom's getting ready to leave. The husband notices something sharp sticking out the side of her purse. And he straight go on her purse. See the fucking knife. Pull a knife out like, yo, bitch, why you bring a knife to my house? She like, yo, my son put that in there because he all nervous. And he like, nah, I should expect people like you would bring a motherfucking knife out or whatever. And she like, what the fuck? So they kind of get into it. He pretty much calling her and her family lowlifes. And she like, I know you be looking at webcams and stuff, spending all y'all motherfucking money on that. Then he get mad at his wife like, bitch, why you tell her that shit? And she like, yo, ho, that was a secret. Why is you telling her right now? But all this is happening, the husband got this knife pointed at mom. So he like, look, you gonna have to get in the basement. I ain't letting you out of here because you came down here to kill us. And mom is like, look, my son is calling because at the time he was blowing her phone up because while all this is happening at their house, the dude who was in the son's letter has showed up at his house about to try to kill him. So he done told the sister to go upstairs and call 911. This bitch is hysterical. He like, yo, bitch, go upstairs, call 911, get the police here. He trying to like secure the house and stuff and also call his mom. So he calling his mom while she over here almost getting stabbed by the neighbor. So the neighbor husband got this knife on her. She like, yo, my son blowing my shit up. You are not putting me in this basement right now. And he like, come at me, bitch. So she punched him in the face a couple times. He chasing her around with the knife. She punched him in the face with her keys. She got her keys out. Like, this bitch went straight self-defense mode. He stabbed like a chicken his wife had roasted earlier in the day. But the knife went like, I guess, kind of through the chicken. And then the mom picked up that knife and stabbed him in the throat with it. And he started bleeding the fuck out. And then she grabbed her keys and her phone and she ran out the house. So the mom, like, straight mounted up like, fuck that. You're not putting me in this motherfucking basement right now. And she defended herself and took him the fuck out. Then the neighbor wife was all crying and saying, like, you get my husband. And so, you know, I mean, she didn't go down there. She's like, I'm sorry. She didn't intend to kill the husband of the woman who was in the letter who was designed to kill her. But he was trying to kill her. And that's kind of what happened. And it was funny because earlier they had asked each other who was in the other letters of their family members. And the husband got some older sweet woman. And they're like, oh, she's so sweet. But just like as soon as he found that knife in her purse, they straight turned on each other. So she out the house now. The mom is out. I think she was calling her son. Sister, daughter's in the bathroom crying hysterically. And brother is downstairs trying to defend the house and not get killed by the dude who is in his letter. So while it is very dialogue heavy, it took 45 minutes for us to really get to any action. Like all of this good shit all happened like in the last 15 minutes. All the rest of this was just like them talking. Like, I guess, like, character development or something. But I'm like, we're not here for that, you guys. They probably could get way more kills in if they had cut out some of that talking. Anyway, I'll be back. Okay, I'm back. So, mom manages to get brother on the horn from him blowing her phone up when she was in the house stabbing her neighbor husband in the neck with the chicken knife. And he was like, yo, my neighbor killer is here trying to murder me. So mom is like, bet, I'm on the way. She hopping fences. She running through backyards and shit because it's a whole bunch of murderers on the street. And she finally get back to the house. But on her way to the house, brother is fighting with his murderer. And the dude uses the drill to get in the door. Fucked up brother's hand. Brother got a cleaver, but he kind of freak out when the dude busts in. And the dude is like, fucking millennials. I hate millennials. Sledgehammer brother in the knee. Fuck his knee all up. Brother's like, yo, Boomer, I'm sorry. Like, we didn't do shit. We do not have to have this fight. Boomer about to kill Millennial. And then mom busts in and saves the day. Mom's always saving the day. She stabbed Boomer in the neck with some scissors. And they tussle. He bleeding all over her. And then brother does eventually pull himself up and hits the Boomer in the head with a sledgehammer. Saves mom's life. So, mom's alive. Brother's alive. They boohoo crying. His knee is fucked up. Like, fucked up. So they did at least use some money on the special effects that they had were really good. They were all practical and they spent their money on this. So mom's like, yo, where your sister at? Brother's like, she upstairs. Mom run upstairs to find her. Sister was hysterically locked in the bathroom. And while she was in there, she hysterically taped her letter back together with Band-Aids and realizes that her person was her boo cup. So I'm sure she then hysterically left the house. And so mom come back down like, yo, we got to go fucking get your sister. It's her motherfucking boo. And I'm sure this bitch is losing her shit. So they get in the car. They roll out. On the way, they see a church van taking some people to the hospital. So mom like, oh, let me go see if they can take you to the hospital. When she go up there, the lady's like, yes, we are here doing God's work. And the mom's like, bet, cool. Can you and God take my son to the hospital? She's like, yep, we got room. On the way back to the car, it happens to be the house of the neighbor that she has stabbed in the neck with the chicken knife. And so they come out and he is not dead, y'all. Thank God. Mom is not a murderer. Did mom murder somebody? No. Mom ends up not being a murderer. She only self-defended herself. Self-defense. Anyway, so they come out. They're like, that's the woman who tried to kill us. The church people are like, bitch, what? Obviously, they didn't say that, but she was like, ooh, let me leave. So, mom jump in the car, and her and brother roll out. She like, brother, you're going to have to hold on. We got to go get your sister. So, on the way, they get to the boyfriend's house. Mom and brother have, like, a little heart-to-heart talk about life and some deer bullshit. I can't remember. And then mom, like, I think mom was just kind of taking the time to get her mom gangster up so she can go in here because at the very least, you know, she gonna have to at least try to maybe kill sister boyfriend. So mom get in the house. Sister boyfriend has tied up his parents and gagged them in the dining room. So she talks to the mom. It's like, where the fuck they at? She's like, they're in the basement. So mom tiptoeing downstairs and kind of trying to sneak up on them. So when she get down there, what we see is sister boyfriend got a mask on. He is in on the whole scam. He is one of the people in a group that is taking credit for all this are calling themselves the unknown. He got sister tied up in a chair. She, you know, of course, crying hysterically. She's quietly crying hysterically at this time. And he got a gun. He about to shoot this bitch. He's live streaming all of this on the internet. And so their whole thing is, he's like, yep, I got all these views. I got all these people. This is my person. I'm about to fucking kill her. So mom is like tiptoeing, sneakily creeping up, right, with the cleaver that she brought from the house to kill him or to do something. And she goes, you know, just going to sneak up on him while he's talking all in the camera because he's not paying attention. And then she'd be able to get sister. But of course, sister is fucking hysterical. And the moment she sees her mom, she screams instead of just being fucking quiet. Quiet was not sister's strong suit. That's one of her lessons out of this. Anyway, mom is trying to sneak up and cleave him in the face. Sister screams. He sees mom, pulls the gun on mom, make her drop the cleaver. So now he got mom and sister, and he's like, oh shit, it's a twofer. So now he think he about to get even more streams and whatever the fuck he think is going to happen. I wonder how he think they're not going to figure out who he is. Like, he is in his room, like in his basement, streaming from his own crib. Like, they wouldn't be able to figure that shit the fuck out. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. I mean, he's got like a little mask on, but he's also got long, dingy blonde hair, which also you can still see. He didn't put that shit in a bun. He didn't wrap it up. He didn't do enough from my perspective to disguise himself if he was attempting to not get caught. Anywho, so now he about to kill both of them. And in a true social media freakazoid way, instead of just shooting them, which I don't know, may have saved him some trouble. He was going to get busted, but he decides to ask the audience, like, I'm going to shoot the sister girlfriend, but how should I kill my mom? So he wants them to comment on how he should kill the mom. So while he is being all distracted by the likes and the gram, mom pick up the cleaver and give him a quick cleave, two-piece to the face, bloop, bloop, split his whole jaw, like, open. Like, it was fucked up. This is where they spent the rest of the budget for this film, was to show boyfriend's face all half slashed up and bleeding out. He does not die though, okay? He is alive and just kind of bleeding profusely. And then mother also asks him to talk, and she's asking him all these questions. So he's got to talk and move with this prosthetic on. So yeah, here's where all the money went. So she's like, what the fuck? Why are y'all doing this? And he's like, you know, reasons and blah, 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 society. And we just sent the letters and y'all just did all the work yourselves and doop, 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 doop. So, you know, bullshit reasons. And she turns the camera off or shoots the camera out. And then she makes him confess on her phone camera of what they did and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. I guess she could take it to the police. So she does that, and sister leaves and goes to get in a car with her brother, and they like make up, and she's like, yo, I'm sorry I left you, as I clearly see your kneecap has been busted out by probably a sledgehammer or some other large weapon of choice. So yeah, sorry about that. And brother's like, yeah, you know, sorry for, I don't know, being a shitty brother, I guess. But he really wasn't shitty. He was actually, no, he didn't apologize to her because he didn't do anything. Anyway, maybe for being a dick at some point in, you know, their lives. But so mom come out, she hop in a car, and, you know, she's like, yo, some fucked up shit happened today, but this is not me. We're fucked up people. We do what we had to do to survive. And, you know, I'm proud of y'all. She probably didn't say that. They should have been saying that to her, because really she saved the both of them. So they roll out to the hospital, and then they pan to a mail carrier putting some envelopes in a mailbox. Turns out this is in Anywhere Canada, and putting in some more red letters to go to a new subdivision. So I guess this whole thing can continue forth. The mail carrier had on the unknown people mask, and that was the end. So note. From the first beginning, not the first beginning, in the first beginning, when that dude was running down the street, because I'm like, why didn't they tie up what was happening with that fucking dude? Like, were they in on it? I was assuming that maybe the house that he got shot at was like the house of the family that kind of started this whole thing. But when that dude went on the porch and he opened the mailbox, you didn't see whether or not he saw a red letter in the box. He just looked down, and as soon as he looked down, then the dude opened the door. So I'm assuming he was at the home of the neighbor he was supposed to kill, and that neighbor had got the letter first. So as soon as that dude was on his porch, he took him out and brought him in the house and rinsed that motherfucking porch down, like, whatever. So I will have to say, I have to give this a post rating now. This was, okay, it had a lot of fucking words. Like, it was real, real talky, and I know they were trying to build the characters and stuff, but I feel like maybe if the acting was better or if just the script was better, I don't know. Somehow the talking moments were a little bit more drawn out than it seems like they should have been. And maybe the conversation just didn't seem appropriately conversational. I'm not exactly sure, but you know, the words were too wordy. But the action scenes were very actiony and the special effects that they used were pretty good. So I gave this a 2.5 pre-rated. I'm going to give this, oh, and also because mom kicked motherfucking mom ass. Like, she was not here for any of that bullshit. She was like, look, I'm saving my motherfucking kids. So, and by the end of the movie, daughter was team mom because she was straight team dad in the beginning. So I'm going to move this from a 2.5 to a 3. It's really not like good. So I feel like I can't really give it a 3.5 because that's like almost a 4, which in my opinion is good. I'm going to have to just give it a 3. I moved from a 2.5 to a 3. The special effects were good. Mom kicked a lot of fucking ass, which I appreciated. But the words and the talking was too much and or just not written in such a way that made you care that much. I mean, it was fairly easy to discern the dynamic between the relationship of the mom and the kids without so much of the time. I mean, they had a story in there about a deer or some shit. I don't even remember it, but I feel like it still was unnecessary. Anyway, I'm giving this a 3.5. So if you liked listening to this and you want to listen to me tell you about another movie, tune in next time. I don't know when it's coming. I don't know what it's going to be. You'll find out probably when I find out. Maybe not when I find out, but soon thereafter. If you want to suggest a movie, you can shoot me an email at ghostninjaraccoon@gmail.com or you can follow me on Instagram. But until then, I hope you enjoy this episode and I will see you folks later. Peace.